Hello. Hi, this is Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Steve?
This is George from Bellingham.
Oh, hi, George. So how have you been?
I've been really great. I just got back from Yakima. My girlfriend's sister, she was in a state dance competition.
Oh.
So I went down there and supported her, and it was a really great weekend because I got to meet my girlfriend's parents for the first time and all that good stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does she live in Yakima? You know that we're originally from Yakima.
Oh, that's right. You guys are. I didn't even connect the two dots.
Yeah, we lived there forever.
Yeah, we were at the Sundome for about 2 days.
Oh, well, how'd you do in the dance competition?
They got second in the palm division, and they did really well in the drill division as well.
That is excellent. So, what does she do in Yakima?
I think that's just where the state competition was held. I think the family is originally from Spokane.
Uh-huh.
So I just took my RV over there and we hung out, and I've never really been part of that. So it was all new to me, and how they were ranked and what the judges look for, and it was really incredible though. I mean, these gals were just doing the most, I don't know how to even describe it. They were so coordinated. It looked so beautiful, and it really, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie Bring It On.
Nope, don't think so.
Well, it's a movie about like cheerleading dance competitions. Well, this wasn't quite like that, but it was really similar.
Are they into knee cam?
I'm sorry?
Is your girlfriend doing knee cam?
My girlfriend is not, but her mom either at some point did, or she still is a distributor. I didn't get a chance to talk to her about it.
Oh. So, do they have knee cam things in their home?
I haven't been over to their place. They live over in Spokane, and but she goes to Art Institute of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And we've been together for about 2 months now, and I haven't had a chance to go over to Spokane and see if they do or not.
So, now are you following the lifestyle program yourself, George?
I'm sorry?
Just a second, I'm going to start 4. Can you hear me better?
Oh my gosh, that's so much better.
Go along, can you hear me? I said, are you following the lifestyle program, the 10 points?
Not as much this weekend, but yes.
Usually.
Yeah, usually.
Wow, that's great. I think that's really good to hear. I guess I'm assuming you don't have a weight problem. You're just wanting to learn about this for health.
Exactly. That's perfect.
So, and I think that's awesome. I think everyone needs to do this. We need to have everyone. As a matter of fact, I talked to someone at the Pathfinder Summit that had gained 20 pounds or something, and I am using the Body Balance and Lifestyle program. And so I said, hey, I want to have you come on and talk, because this isn't just about weight. This is about health and being healthy the rest of our lives. So we have a few more on the line, so let's see who we have here. Anyone else want to announce that they are here? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Judy Standridge from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Hey, Judy, hi.
Hi.
Glad to hear you're on the call. Now I know who you are.
Yes. I'm getting face-to-face.
Right. That was certainly a great Pathfinder Summit we had.
It was wonderful.
It certainly was. So, someone else on the call?
Nancy's here from Cleveland. Welcome back, Ruth.
Oh, thanks. You guys keep the show going while we were gone?
Oh, yeah. interesting calls with actually more people than I expected.
Really?
Yeah. You never know. You know, that's the thing about these calls. You never know who's going to show up.
Not for sure.
Yeah. Or what they're going to talk about.
So.
Well, I have a question whenever we get ready for those.
Okay, I'll just do a little, say who we are and what we're doing here, and then we'll go to that. So, this is Ruth Williams, and we're the lifestyle program here, which helps you to maintain your weight if you'd like to, lose your weight if you would like to, gain your weight. Basically, we're here to help people be as healthy as possible for the rest of their lives. That includes mental clarity, weight management, energy, everybody's favorite, and just being just as healthy as you can. We've had all kinds of results on this program, and been running for about 5 years now. And so we welcome you to the Lifestyle Program, invite you to announce who you are, where you're calling from, and get acquainted with a few really nice people that are on the call from all over the country. So let's go ahead with the question.
I'm trying to be sure that I balance my carbs and my proteins in my drink, and I try to make it for two drinks in the morning so I don't have to remake it at noon.
Right.
Stick it in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using frozen peaches, and I don't know how to judge that. And I think I'm probably only getting about 23 carbs with a cup of frozen peaches, and I'm just guessing how you do sliced frozen peaches as a cup.
Put the water in first, Judy.
Uh-huh.
And then put the peaches in.
Okay.
We've been talking about letting the fruit thaw out a little bit while it's sitting there so that it, some people have had a little trouble with the blender because they had too much frozen fruit trying to make that run. But if it softens up. But the other thing is, if you watch the water level when you put your peaches in, it will come up and tell you what the volume is there.
All right. Good idea.
So if I put in a cup of water when it gets up, if the peaches, the problem is trying to get the peaches under the water.
Right.
So you might have to guess a little bit.
Well, and I really love them frozen because it makes the drink awfully thick and cold, and I just wondered if there was, but this is a better, that would give me a more accurate measurement. I just feel like that as I add them up, I'm really only getting about 23 carbs in that, and that's so close to the 27 that I need. I don't know how to make up the difference.
As long as you're not going over and you're not any further under than that, you probably, we're not an exact group.
Okay.
You know, and so if it's close, that's good.
Okay.
But maybe that will help you a little bit with watching that water level.
Right. That would be good. Thanks.
And don't you notice that as you leave those peaches is one of our favorites around here, the peach drink, the pie water. And as you leave that in the refrigerator by noon, it actually tastes better than it did in the morning.
Oh, good. Now, I haven't noticed that because I made mine when I went to the summit. I took it in little containers, and it did taste great, but I don't know that I compare it to what it was that morning. I just love it anyway.
It's really tasty.
I have to tell you, the Pie Mag water, guys, if there's anybody on this call that is not with Pie Mag water, you've got to get it. Because I took some lettuce that just looked like it was needed to be thrown out, probably. I mean, it wasn't black or slimy, but it just was dead looking. And I stuck it in Pie Mag water in my spinner and sat up just there for a few minutes to let it get the water on it. And I came back, and I want to tell you, it looks pristine, like you would buy it brand new in the grocery store.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Either way. Before we went to the summit, I had some celery, and celery drooped over. Had been in somebody didn't put it in a bag or anything, and so it just went,
yeah.
You know, how it tips its head over like a wilted daisy.
Yes.
And so I chopped off the bottom of it, just, you know, enough so that the bottom wasn't sealed so that the water can get in. I just sat it in some Pie Mag water right in the sink, and after an hour or so, or I don't know, I was running all around here, and all of a sudden, there it was, standing straight up like a celery otto. And it never did that well with just plain water. So.
No, me either. Mine either.
So, hey, we're having a good time here today. Let's find out who we else we have here, where you're from, and now let's go ahead, and if you have some points, then let us know, and otherwise you can say you just start today or whatever you want to say. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Who's here? Good morning.
This is Onita.
Hi, Onita from Kansas.
Yes. They let me up for air today, so I'm on the call.
Awesome.
Deborah from Linden.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Got back home just fine then.
I certainly did. I didn't have any delays like other people. I got home.
I got home early. I left really early.
Yeah, so did I.
Anyone else? Hey, you guys. Deborah, let's share a neat story that Bob Richards said about it's really about determination and making up your mind you're going to do something, whether it's stay on a program, get a 10, or whatever. Bob Richards told us the most awesome story at the Pathfinder Summit, and it was ran in track all the time, and a lot of you have heard that probably. He was in high school, and it was time for the final track race. And he was really, really sick. And so he was trying to figure out if he should go try to run or not run, and he wanted to get well because he wanted to run so badly and finish up his high school track career. And so he had his dad give him a blessing, and he thought, well, now maybe he gets to be really well, or he will just get healed immediately, or whatever. He had all these hopes for this blessing, and his dad gave him the blessing and told him he had to make up his mind what he was going to do, and it was all up to him. Wow, I never got a blessing quite like that. And so the day came for the track race, and he was still trying to decide, I think it was like the next day or something, trying to decide what to do, and he decided, well, he would go over to the track. And then he went, and he was laying underneath a stand on a pad or something. And so he was still waiting, expecting to get all better really quickly because he'd had the blessing. But nothing seemed to be happening. So he thought, well, you know, I know I have to take the first step myself. And so he went out, and he decided he would get in the starting blocks. And they called him, and he went out there. Well, he would just try running a little bit. And here he is. He's just all feverish and feeling shaky and sick and everything. And so then he said, well, I'll just run a little bit. And pretty soon he just was forgetting about the sickness, and he just kept running, and he ran the race. And his point, we've all got to take a step and out in faith and do what we're supposed know we have to do, and make up our mind and be committed ourselves. Anyway, I thought that was really an awesome story. Didn't you, Deborah?
This is Judy, and I loved it. I thought it was a great story.
It was great.
And that was before Nikan.
Oh, right. Yeah. And he told us a lot of good stories down there.
I say he won the race, too.
He won the race.
As he started out, he wasn't even up with the pack, and then he got up with the pack, and the next thing you know, he won.
There was another reason why he won. That was because he was up really early every day out running a lot further, and he ran later, and he did more work than all the rest of the athletes. And that's why he became an Olympic candidate. I don't know if he went to the Olympics or he just was on the Olympic team or something. Anyway, he was good at it because he worked hard at it. And so, and I think that's what we have to do is make a decision with our lifestyle program. We have 10 points. Let's go over those today. It is Monday, and we welcome anyone who's on the call just listening. Be sure that you know that you get your packet from Blue Ribbon Video or from Focus on Growth. You can get all those addresses on our YBHurton.biz site, and that's www.YBHurton.biz. H-U-R-T, N as in Nican, .biz, B-I-Z. And go and get your lifestyle packet. It has that chart in it. Makes the program much more easy for you to follow. And then you also have the 10 points right in there. But we'll also tell you what those 10 points are, because those are what makes the lifestyle program so successful. We've got a 5-year track record of success, and we're pretty excited and about that, because we can go out there and share that and help other people to be able to get onto it as well. And we also have Steve Crowfoot, who puts together lifestyle.org, so you can go and listen, you or your friends can listen to it online at lifestyle.org. So, let's do the 10 points. Let's hear, what is your favorite point? What do you feel is the most important point to you? I know that it's really important for you to do all 10, but let's hear from the 10. Let's have Nancy start.
I think the most challenging one for me, on some days anyway, is the food.
Is the what?
Food.
The food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 5 points. Okay.
Yeah.
Want to tell us about that then, Nancy?
Well, it generally happens when I have something in my house that I shouldn't, and it calls me.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's the junk that I definitely try desperately to keep out of the house, and every once in a while it kind of sneaks in and it calls. And until it's gone, it's just there.
You know, one of the things I really noticed, we were eating out a lot at the summit, but I didn't want to be tired, because I don't like it when I miss part of the talk or if I get tired there. And so I kept not really eating. I had a half of a flan, but that's got a lot of protein in it too. A little bit of that when we went out at dinner, but especially during the day, I just made sure that I didn't eat too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got to the airport, if there was ever any craving for sugar, sometimes I do have some, and have had something, but I had none. I just didn't have any desire to have some, and the longer that we go without having it, the more the craving goes away.
That's true.
So let's start with the snacks, Nancy.
Okay, my snacks are okay, but it's not a challenge for me. It's just the idea of having food in the house.
We want to tell people what they are supposed to do for the 5
okay.
points of food.
Well, one thing that I started from the very beginning is always to have hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, because 2 egg whites is the protein that you need. And so for me, that's where I very often will start when I'm home. And some kind of fruit and 3 almonds is my snack.
So 1 block of protein, that being the eggs.
Right.
1 block of carbohydrates, that being the fruit. And if you have that block chart, you know just how much you're supposed to have.
Right.
And then 3 almonds is the fat.
Right.
Seems funny to have only 3 almonds, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting. I was listening to Roy's, and he's on again this weekend with the same thing. And even though I ordered the DVD, but it hasn't come yet, I was just listening to some of it over the weekend. And he again, it was the portion where he said that you can help yourself feel more full by eating some good fat, and he mentioned almonds, 25 to 30 minutes before your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and he mentioned 3 letters, and I forget what they are, and that sends the message to your brain that your stomach can stop craving food, because you're starting to get full, so that when you finally start eating 25 or 30 minutes later, your brain is not saying, I'm famished, I need to start eating immediately. You know, I need to gorge. So he said, actually, a dozen almonds, which I was kind of surprised at. But like this morning, I had, before I exercised, I decided, okay, I'm going to try it. I had 3 almonds before, and then I exercised, and then for breakfast, I just cut my walnuts, because I have had a block already of the fat. So I'm going to see if that makes a difference.
And another thing is I've noticed that when people say that they had what they're supposed to eat and they're still hungry, then I ask them what they had for fat, and they've forgotten to have it. And frequently, if people are still hungry, they forgot to do the fat.
And since it takes a half hour for you to realize that you've got it, you know, doing it a little bit before might not be such a bad thing.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
I carry almonds with me,
mm-hmm.
But especially at the summit, there were times when I didn't have a chance to eat. I missed a meal here and there. But if I had my almonds, well, almonds also have a little bit of protein. They have a little, and they have some carbs as well as the fat. So they are not completely unbalanced.
And in a situation like that, I try to keep, and I know that they melt, so I don't do it when it's hot, but the balance bars, you know, it's one of those for a situation where you know that you're not going to have any food around for a very long time. Even just taking a bite of that can balance your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. It helps. Okay, so that's a snack. A snack today.
Right.
And actually, then for our meals, meals are instead of one block each protein, carb, and fat, and that's the balance we're always talking about, then we need to have, for women, three carbohydrates, three proteins, three carbohydrates, and three fats. And using the block chart, we can mix and match. We can use a half of a block and another half of a block. We do that all the time, especially when you're making salads. And so those are the meals. So that gives us 5 points, right?
Yes. Something that Mary Lou said, I think, last week or the week before, that she always tries to get five varieties in a salad, and I noticed that I'm doing that anyway. And Royson kept saying, not for breakfast or lunch, because he said to routinize those by having the same thing basically every day, but for dinner, for add variety and certainly have different kinds of veggies in your salad. And five is the number to at least aim for.
And fruit. Well, I put fruit in my
salad. Oh, fruit, yeah. I mean, I have fruit salad every day.
So,
If I OD on anything legitimately, it's the good carbs. You know, I don't think that you can really OD on veggies and fruit. That's my own personal opinion, though.
When I was at the summit, I didn't have to worry about meals during the daytime. I just made up a trail mix with nuts and fruit, dried fruits and jerky, and just drank lots of high water out of my bottle, and that's what I did to have the energy to go through the summit. Feels great.
Good idea. Okay, anyone else want to comment there? Somebody's traveling. Sometimes when you're traveling, that's difficult, but if you keep balanced, and when it's time to go have dinner, I was never really very, very starving, and so it's still easy to leave out the bread, leave out the potatoes, and keep those carbs in balance. So sometimes I think I had a little bit of rice usually with my meal, just because of where we were eating, but I didn't eat very much of it because I'm not all that fond of rice. Okay, so let's hustle around to the rest of the points. Who wants to tell us about what we're going to do with the water?
10 8-ounce glasses a day. And I fall short on that.
How about drinking too much water? Is there a problem with that?
Well, it depends on how much too much it is.
Because I love water. I like especially pie water. Man, I drink that stuff all day, every day. I don't really keep track. I know I drink way, way more than 10, 8 ounce glasses of water.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're drinking too much. Depends on what you're doing, too, how much that you want to have. This is a minimum we're talking about.
Okay, cool.
I think another measure is half your body weight in ounces, and I think that you can eventually drink too much, but a half of your body weight should probably be something to strive for.
And I know I drink more than that.
Yeah.
But that's a very good measurement that way.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, got the water. We have to have that. If you don't want to have toxins in your body, you better be drinking your water. If you want everything to be flowing smoothly and you want your nutrients to go in, you're going to want to have PiMag water, optimized PiMag water. So it's also alkaline. I didn't have a good supply when I was down there. I had to keep going backstage to get some of theirs. So who wants to tell us about the nutritionals?
Well, this is Judy, and I have a P2 call coming in a minute, about 9:30, so I'm going to have to get off. But let me tell you about the nutritionals, because you get 1 point for taking the Nikon BioDirect nutritionals. And, gosh, I don't know what I'd do without them. I just love them.
Okay. And we take our basic. We want to have our shake. We want to have our Kenzen mix, pa- packet, and but we pick a lot of what we want to have. So we're going to have a joint, or you're going to have rev up, or if you're going to have
mental clarity is another one.
Yeah, you have to have mental clarity.
And lactopara, and I love that. So there's so much to choose from, but one of the things I wanted to say is the crave control has helped me a bunch with my chocolate craving.
Good point.
When I added two of the crave control in the morning, and I don't seem to need to take it the rest of the day.
Really?
We keep chocolate, like M&M's and peanut chocolate M&M's, in a thing on our bar. We just have always kept candy around. And sometimes I can go days and days and days without eating it, and then all of a sudden I'll get a real chocolate craving and want it. And the taking those two crave controls in the morning has seemed to just do it for me.
Wow.
Good grief. If I had those things on my counter, I'd be eating them.
Me too.
I have to get them out of here.
Can't do that. Even if they were plastic.
Okay.
Well, I have a testimonial for you, Ruth, on the nutritionals. I had a guy who had horrible GERD, reflux, and he needed to get his hands on the Ciaga, so he ordered the whole packet that came with the Jade and all that other. And he called me after a couple of days, and he said when he started taking the men's packet, he's smiling more. He feels so much happier, and he's going through a divorce. He's a young guy. And he said, have you ever heard this before? I said, not specifically like that, but I'm glad you called. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it just made him feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes along with the depression.
Pardon me?
People are getting rid of depression when they start with all the supplements and the lifestyle program.
He attributed totally to the men's packet. I don't know. He also was taking, I assume he started taking the other nutritionals that came in the box, but he very clearly said it was from the packet.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk?
Okay, so we've got water, we've got nutritionals, and we need to journal, because then you'll be able to keep track of how you're doing, write down what you ate and how you felt, and especially if you're still trying to track any specific problem. That will help you to do that. That will help you to be able to listen to your body and listen to your body communication, because our body tells us what we need. And then if you have a question, then we can answer it better, because you'll be able to tell us exactly what you did. And we might want to know for that day or maybe a day or so before. What are we missing here?
Exercise.
Oh, it feels so good to get out and walk. So 30 minutes minimum of exercise.
Then you got sleep.
Wait. Not during the summer. Yes, we have to have sleep. It is very, very critical. We're reading more and more about our sleep, getting a good amount of sleep on a NECAM bed. And boy, you guys have just got to get that air bed. We had in the Radisson down at the summit, they had the other air bed, the number one. It's advertised everywhere. Whoa, you need to let everyone know about our bed. If you have yours, if you don't have yours, let everyone know. We have unequivocally the best bed in the world. No one has a bed as nice as this one. Our air wellness is just 100 times better. There's not any competition at all.
I've never been in a hotel that had an air bed.
I had not either. And so I just didn't realize ours was that much better.
Isn't that interesting?
And when they put this bed, Kinzen Air Well bed together, they went specifically and checked any other beds that were supposed to be really good, and then made ours and found out what was the matter with those beds and fixed them so that ours had everything fixed perfectly. And so, no wonder it's so much better, but it is. It's just there's no comparison. They shouldn't even say theirs is a good bed. So, certainly can recommend our bed. Does anybody know, I don't know, we're going to read about one word out of this little book, but where are we doing? Do we know where we are?
On page 178 or 9.
Big Beach. That's where we were when I left.
I know. We had a busy week last week.
Oh, okay.
I forget whether we read any of 78 or not.
What book are you guys talking about?
We have as Our Lifestyle 101, A Week in the Zone by Dr. Barry Sears. That is a very good question. That comes in the packet. If you order it, you can order it with or without. This little book just really gets you, does a good job of getting you started on lifestyle and lets you know a lot of why. One of my favorite things in this whole book is where it tells what happens when you eat carbohydrates and what happens when you eat just protein. And your carbohydrates makes you kick in the insulin, and then that insulin says, okay, store the fat. Everybody store the fat. I'm talking to all the cells. And then hormones are kind of communication systems. And so then when you eat your protein, then you have this hormone called glucagon, and glucagon calls all the cells and says, release the fat, release the fat. And so you need to have them in balance, and that's what this whole balance thing is about. And that's what we can learn that in this little book. But on page 178, we have questions. Let's just look at a question here. I've got starred. What exactly do you mean by use in moderation when referring to unfavorable carbohydrates? And he says in here, try not to make unfavorable carbohydrates like M&Ms, grain, starches, bread, and pasta more than 25% of the total carbohydrate grams in a meal. Use them like condiments, not as your primary carbohydrate source. So we have good carbohydrates, and we need carbohydrates because you will also feel hungry if you don't have enough carbohydrates. And your brain won't have its fuel if you don't have your carbohydrates. And so your body has to have carbohydrates to run correctly. And so that's what we're going to talk about today because we are all out of time. But we will be here again tomorrow, same time, same station. So you guys have a great day, and let's stick to the 10 points, and then we will all have more energy and mental clarity. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.